T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we're here with Duncan Robinson. Thank you for sitting down and making me feel taller. I appreciate that, first of all.
I got you, man.
This is very exciting for your season, man. You bulked up a lot getting into this year. What was the deciding factor besides going in with that?
Just to get more ready physically for this level. I wanted to put on like 10, 15 pounds of muscle, which was just really a big emphasis this offseason, just with the strength and conditioning staff. So I definitely feel like I made some improvements in that regard.
So when you want to put on weight, like, what is the step one? Like, do you got to eat massive amounts of food, or you have to stuff yourself? Like, how's that go?
It starts with a disciplined diet. So I actually cooked all my food this summer.
Really?
I worked with a dietitian here, and actually a friend of mine does a lot of diet stuff. So he just wrote out a whole meal plan for me. I was eating like the same meals every single day. So it got pretty bland, but at the end of the day, like, that's what you got to do. Make sure you're getting your calories.
So what are the kinds of things that you're throwing down your body?
Oh, I like, for breakfast, I would eat like white rice and egg whites and spinach and bowl of oatmeal. That was breakfast every single morning. Lunch and dinner was just always like proteins and some sort of grain, and then some sort of vegetable. And the big thing was like snacks. You got to eat in between every 2 hours, reintroduce calories.
Bananas. So, like, are you okay working out with that full of a belly? Like, is that...
You get used to it. Honestly, the first couple of days are a little bit of a struggle, but your body starts to adjust and get more and more used to it.
That's pretty wild. So, I went to Jimmy Butler's introductory press conference, and I was pretty stunned because he said that you're not shy to yap out on the court, and I didn't picture you as a guy who's going to be out there talking a lot. Did you feel like you had to? Because it seems like that's been, like, the theme. Everybody on this team talks, or... Is that something you've always brought to your game?
Yeah, I've never been shy about letting people know, particularly when I make shots. Jimmy certainly brings it out of people as well. So, once he started going, then it was just like instinct for me to do the same.
So are you pump yourself up talk guy, or do you trash talk?
It's a combination of both, man. It's honestly whatever is in the moment. Sometimes it's calculated. Sometimes it's just like... just kind of running with it. Sometimes I'll say stuff and I'll be like, damn, did I really just say that? But it happens. Just kind of just go with the flow type of thing.
So, like, do you ever feel bad about some of the things you say?
What's
the worst thing? Don't tell me they opponent.
I was about to say.
Worst thing you've ever said.
No. I can't air that out, man. I can't air that out.
I can bleep it out.
No, we're good.
Don't have to feel bad.
We're good.
Huge praise from your coach, man. He called you one of the best shooters on the planet. What does that kind of compliment mean to you coming from Eric Spoelstra?
It means a lot. Somebody who's seen a lot of basketball in his life and really knows the game, to instill that type of confidence in me is big. But, you know, that's also a confidence I have in myself. I truly believe that as well. So I just try to come in here and prove it every single day.
Yeah.
Practice games. It's got to be like a relentless mindset. So I'm still adjusting and getting more and more confident at this level, and there are going to be struggles from time to time and just an adjustment period, but I truly believe that as well.
When you're going through a type, because we saw kind of the ebbs and flows of the second preseason game, like you're clanking them, and then you were like nonstop raining it, and then this past game it felt like every single one was rimming in and out. Does it feel like that close? Do they all feel good? What's the difference from like you feeling hot to you just missing?
I've definitely been a little bit frustrated with my shooting so far, but at the same time, I have a lot of confidence in myself, and a lot of the times it's more so just about how they feel coming off the hand than whether or not they go in. And truth be told, man, they're all feeling great. So,
yeah.
I feel like I'm right there on just getting more and more comfortable. And, you know, basketball is a game of inches, so particularly shooting. So,
yeah.
Sometimes the difference between make and miss is so thin. So, I feel like eventually here the floodgates are going
to
open.
Aside from body, what was the thing that you wanted to get best at the most this offseason?
Defense, for sure. And that ties into the body component, just being more comfortable on that end, a little bit more physical, be able to, bump through screens and, kind of assert my will a little bit on that end. And just get more comfortable, like, schematically on that end, too, understanding what we're trying to do.
So can you give us, like, a taste of, like, the best way you could describe like the difference between G League to NBA, like physically, as far as just people muscling your muscling around? Is that like a big difference? Is it speed?
Yeah, I mean, the speed definitely. I would say the biggest difference is in the paint. You know, G League, you might get a 6'8", 6'9", big man. You know, in the NBA, there's guys that are getting paid to protect the rim. And just the size, you know, everything, so much more of the game is played above the rim. Not to say it doesn't happen in the G League, but just the size when you get into the paint is noticeable in the NBA.
What's the atmosphere been like around the team? Jimmy Butler's here. That's obviously big, ups the star power and the profile of the squad. But it feels like everybody just, it feels like there's a different energy around the building this year.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of excitement and competitiveness amongst us. And, you know, I think we're a pretty close group, guys that really like to push each other, and a group full of workers. So, you know, obviously Jimmy's brought a lot of that. But, you know, I think we had some of that beforehand too. So, you know, we're just going to continue to grow as a group. And, you know, it's never going to be a lack of effort with us, that's for sure.
There's been a lot of hype this week around the rookie, Tyler Hero, lighting it up. What have been your impressions of him?
Man, I'm continually impressed by him. Just his composure. Talk about a kid wise beyond his years. Obviously, you know, his skill level is high. He can shoot it. I think one thing that surprised a lot of people is that his ability to do more than just that. Get in the paint, create for others. And he's competing on the defensive end. So he's been great, and I expect him only to get better.
I heard that, like, he's different off the court, because it feels like I've heard on the court, and he's even told me this, that he is a trash talker. He loves talking the trash, but it seems like you can't get two words out of him off the court. Is that in front of the media? Is he different, like, with you guys?
Nah, he's a little quiet. You know, he's like anybody. It takes a little time to warm up to, but, you know, he's a great kid. For sure. So it's great to have him around.
Dunk, we're looking forward to this year, man. Appreciate it. Look good. Best of luck. I know you put a lot of work into this year. And we're
looking
forward to watching it.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.